B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
I'm going to start with this story. The video is wild. A Dallas, Texas exotic dancer plummeted nearly 15 feet after falling from a strip club pole, hit the ground, and continued twerking even though she broke her jaw and shattered her teeth.
Oh, I've seen some amazing acts of courage. But when she slams down on that thing and then gets up and starts twerking her ass.
It's true.
Yeah, honestly, she's in Chuck Yeager territory.
Dude, she is so high up in the air in this case.
Yeah. You've seen this?
I saw the video. She's doing, you know, pole acrobatics. We're looking at this. Look towards the very top of the screen.
Oh, keep watching. God.
That's where she is. And all of a sudden, she tries to do this maneuver where she hangs upside.
No,
that's not it. She's the next one to fall. So here we go.
God. Oh, no.
Hold on. She falls and she...
I'm scared.
It's wild.
Watch
Boom!
Jesus,
I thought
she was gonna...
So, and look, she gets up.
She gets up and starts twerking.
Exactly. Oh.
Her jaw is broken, but she's sort of twerking off stage slowly.
After footage of performer Gina Skye's harrowing fall hit the internet, she posted an Instagram video explaining what had happened and thanked friends and fans for their support. She also created a GoFundMe page to pay her medical expenses. In that video, the consummate showbiz pro said she fractured her jaw, which will require surgery. Her fall also caused her to break a few teeth and sprain an ankle, but she walked away from the accident on her own. She had said in the video, I'm having a hard time, but I'm okay, and I'm going to be okay. It's just really humbling experience just to be alive. I'm really thankful for that. She would have landed on her head. She probably could have died.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The GoFundMe page, launched by a woman claiming to be a friend of her, has already raised nearly $20,000. By Monday
in
afternoon.
In singles, Preston.
So even with the injury to my face, she said, it could have been a lot worse. It's a pretty wild video. She is way up high. This is a terrible story, and I believe it's a follow-up. I think I had the initial story of this, but a Florida teen died after he was shot with a BB gun in the eye. This is a kid who was in a car.
God.
Yeah, Ivan Johnson passed away on Friday from injuries sustained earlier this month when he was shot in the eye by an 8-year-old in a parking lot in Tampa. Police said the incident occurred when the 17-year-old was left in a car with the driver's 8-year-old son and 10-year-old stepson. The driver had stepped out of the vehicle to use the ATM when the 8-year-old in the backseat reached for the BB gun and fired it at the teenager who was sitting in the front passenger seat. The gun was a Daisy 800 air rifle, and a pellet that was discharged struck the teenager in the left eye. He was taken to Tampa General Hospital in critical condition, and he died from this.
Wow. So how did a BB gun shot to the eye lead to death?
I don't know. I don't know if it got to his brain or what.
Jesus.
But a GoFundMe campaign was set up in Johnson's honor. His organs were donated to 9 children following his death, and apparently this kid was just a saint. He was a sweetheart. So
my God.
Terrible, terrible news.
Horrible story.
Listen, you got to be careful. All right, next story, and I'm requesting a sound effect from Casey, so let's see if we get this right. I messed it up last time.
Okay.
All right, an extremely rare $194,000 grand piano was smashed when movers dropped it while taking it out of a recording studio. This is according to Canadian virtuoso Angela Hewitt. Hewitt, one of the world's leading classical pianists, said in a Facebook post that she had just finished recording Beethoven's Piano Variations in Berlin when the movers entered the studio control room to tell her they had dropped her handmade Fazioli piano. The pianist said that it had taken her 10 days to share the very sad piece of news because it had been such a shock to me that I didn't immediately want to share it with the world. Her precious F-278 Fazioli piano was the only one in the world with 4 pedals, she wrote.
Oh, my God.
She said, I adored this piano. It was my best friend, best companion. I loved how it felt when I was recording, giving me the possibility to do anything I wanted. She says, now it is no longer. The iron frame was broken, as much was the structure, lid, and case. The Italian engineer and pianist, Paoli Fazioli, the owner of Fazioli Pianos.
Paoli Fazioli?
That's his Paoli.
All right.
Declared the handmade instrument unsalvageable.
Oh,
so
no.
It was almost $200,000. We have a recording of it.
Is
It's beautiful.
Ooh, you stupid rabbit!
Oh, they're trying
like
to fix
this.
It.
Yes.
God, I unplayable.
She said that she had kept the piano at her home in Italy and had used it for almost all her recordings over 17 years.
So. And it had four pedals, huh?
It had four pedals, yes.
And 100, how was it?
$194,000.
What does a top-level Steinway go for?
I don't know what's, okay. I'm not sure, but Hewitt is not the first to suffer the loss of a valuable instrument in transit. In 2007, Movers delivering an $89,000 grand piano to the Two Moors Festival in southern England dropped the instrument out of their van.
That's why you never use Three Stooges moving.
No. Washington State Patrol trooper discovered another form of distracted driving during traffic stop for speeding that led to an eventual arrest. Trooper Thornson had written on Twitter just when he thought you've heard it all. He said a semi-truck driver was stopped for speeding and eventually arrested for suspicion of DUI and drugs. On top of that, and I saw the pictures of this, the trooper found out the suspect appears to have turned their semi-truck into a recording and producing studio while driving on the highway.
Oh, for doing like Instagram videos?
No, for recording music.
Music!
So he's got Pro Tools set up on a laptop over to the left, a microphone that hangs down from the ceiling, and apparently he can bust his rhymes and cut his tracks or sing or whatever he's doing and record while he's driving cross country.
It's a bad idea.
Yeah. So, yeah, pretty wild.
All right. I'm almost done.
One last short little story here. New York City's John Ramirez says he has converted to Christianity after he actually saw hell.
Does he play a piano, too?
No, he doesn't. But he was trained to be a satanic cult high-ranking priest that cast powerful spells and controlled entire regions for years. But one night in October 1999, he says he left his body and took a train to hell.
So you know what happened?
Like the place.
Once he visited the home office, he was not impressed.
Yeah, and he experienced terrible fear, though. He said,
what did he think hell was going
to
be?
Once he woke up again, he decided to join Christianity, and now he tours the country selling his books, telling people about what he experienced.
They didn't even have a pool.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A drunken passenger who caused a plane to be diverted after attempting to eat his cell phone.
Ah.
When a woman rejected his advances, is facing time behind bars.
Was it possible he was just trying to hear the music through his skull, Preston?
Maybe he was doing what Casey was telling us to do the other day, yeah. Matthew Flaherty was on an easy jet from Manchester Airport to Keflavik, Iceland, when he pulled a bottle of gin out of his bag and started drinking it straight.
Ah!
He started flirting with a female passenger, but after she ignored him, he told her to F off and screamed that he was going to kill her family.
God, this guy's the king of romance.
Cabin crew members urged him to calm down and go back to his seat, but Flaherty turned on them and started shouting death threats and struggled with a man who attempted to retrieve his bag from an overhead locker. The staff alerted the pilot to the escalating incident, who took the precaution of locking the cockpit door and then diverting the plane to Edinburgh, ruining the holiday for 142 passengers on board. As the flight began its descent, he started pulling apart his cell phone and was chewing on the electrical parts.
Mm.
The phone's battery fell onto a seat and began to smoke, causing one steward to rush over to and place a device in a glass of water.
Thank you.
After landing, Flaherty was taken to a police station where he continued his drunken outburst and racially abused an officer by repeatedly calling him the N-word and threatened to kill his family. Flaherty appeared in court on Monday where he pleaded guilty to charges, including putting the safety of a flight in danger. Air crew staff were said to be quite shaken by Flaherty's behavior, and the court heard none of the cabin staff had dealt with anything as extreme as that before.
Like eating your phone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's see. If you have been visited by a... This is in Australia, by the way.
Right.
By a black beetle or two in the night recently, you're not alone. Black-headed cockchafers have made the most of favorable weather conditions.
My dong is really sore.
And have
it's
appeared,
all chafed.
Have appeared to in houses around Tasmania. This is where this is.
So what do these things do?
In some cases, in plague proportions.
Oh, boy.
Dr. Simon Grove, senior curator of the invertebrate zoology at the Tasmanian Museum of Art Gallery, said the beetles were found throughout the southeast of Australia. He said while the beetle's presence was not unusual, their numbers were.
I'm a black beetle.
A video from Brighton resident Alan Percy showed thousands of cockchafers in his house.
What a name.
Cockchafers benefit from European settlement because they like open grasslands. They do well in suburbia and on the fringe because the grasslands they like are well-cropped and a bit weedy.
I think that's our new insult, Preston.
Yeah.
Freaking cockchafer.
Cockchafer. So Dr. Grove said black-headed cockchafer larvae lived underground and fed on grass. In the early stages, the larvae provide soil aeration, but then they go through a hungry teenage stage, feasting on lawns. So they're a bit of a nuisance. They're not dangerous, but they are in. There's a lot of them. So
even teenage cockchafers have an attitude, right?
Yeah. Be careful of the cockchafers. U.S. Customs and Border Protection intercepted a package filled with tiny dead birds from a passenger's bag at Dulles International Airport. The traveler arrived to D.C. on a flight from Beijing. During a baggage examination, agricultural specialists discovered a package containing several small birds that were dead. The carrier said the birds were cat food.
Dead birds?
Yeah.
Yeah. The cat won't eat anything but dead birds.
The species of the birds is unknown, but they are banned in the U.S. from China because of their potential to carry bird flu. The package was
knock it off with this stuff.
Destroyed on behalf of the U.S. Department of Agriculture by Border Protection Agriculture Specialist. During a typical day last year, the CBP Agriculture Specialist across the nation seized 4,695 prohibited plant, meat, animal byproduct, and soil intercepted. Also intercepted 314 insect pests at U.S. ports of entry, according to Customs and Border Patrol press releases. So
you see what's going on in the news, and you realize why they have to be this fastidious about this stuff.
Yeah. And it wasn't like this guy was trying to smuggle these birds to sell them or anything like that. I mean, they were like dried and dead.
Dried dead birds.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you always have to travel.
Yeah. And then one last story. An argument between two moms escalated into a physical fight Monday morning at an Ann Arbor middle school.
Aww.
The women were arguing around 9 a.m. inside the middle school. The disagreement stemmed from the mother's children not getting along. Verbal sparring turned into a physical altercation. All of this was during a dance recital, by the way. The school was placed on what's called a soft lockdown to ensure that no students would be in the hallways while the police were responding. The school routine resumed quickly after the police response. And the rest of the day went smoothly. So the dance recital was just fine after the physical fight between moms.
And the soft lockdown.
Both parents were not arrested, but are being interviewed by police.
Does that come with half-hearted body cavity checks?
And there you go. That's what I have in the Bizarre File for you this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.